This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Tributes are rolling in for Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last night at the age of 87. Mourners have been flocking to the court's grounds in Washington to say goodbye and thank you. This woman was among them.
This is really painful, and we should come out.
Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson on her legacy.
Whoever is appointed to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be there for many years. She was on the bench for 27 years and had a profound impact on everything from same-sex marriage to the right of affirmative action and, of course, the right of choice.
President Trump tweeting this morning to the Republican-led Senate to move to fill the vacancy on the court without delay. CBS's Stephen Portnoy with more from the White House.
Sources close to the president say he is sure to quickly name a nominee from a list of 44 people the White House has kept and recently updated. Even though the Senate's Republican leader deprived Barack Obama of an opportunity to fill a vacancy in his last year in office, Mitch McConnell says Mr. Trump's pick will get a vote.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wish was that she not be replaced until a new president is installed. That is what she told her granddaughter just days before her death yesterday. The Gulf Coast is under a hurricane watch as Tropical Storm Beta heads that way, while people are still clearing damage from Hurricane Sally. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Hundreds of thousands of people in the southeast will spend the weekend without power as the cleanup and damage assessment from Hurricane Sally gets underway. The storm's winds blew a huge oak tree onto Mary Hilterbrand's home near Mobile, Alabama.
And me and my husband were sleeping in the living room, and all of a sudden we just heard something that sounded like a bomb.
Rivers are running high from coastal areas of Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle, north and east to southern Virginia because of Sally's torrential rain.
12 states in the west are still battling a raft of deadly wildfires. CBS's Lilia Luciano says there's no immediate relief in sight.
Near Salem, Oregon, residents were allowed to return home, but nearly 200,000 acres may burn through Halloween. And after 2 weeks of historic fires in Washington,
600,000 acres burned in literally 72 hours. That's five times the amount of acres that burned in all of 2019.
Firefighters from across the country, from Illinois to Michigan to Kentucky to New Mexico, all helping local crews fight these flames.
Bars in Florida are open again this weekend as the nation is just short of 200,000 COVID-19 deaths. Regulators there say they expect more bars and pubs to follow social distancing rules in a state that's been hard hit by the coronavirus. Until this week, bars had been closed for over 2 months. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code FRUITS.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off? If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Get the facts now. gohernext.com.
Popular celebrity couple has a new kid.
It's a boy for Chrissy Teigen and singer John Legend.
I want you to love me now.
But we weren't supposed to know about it just yet. Teigen accidentally let the cat out of the bag when she was updating her fans on Instagram about a few complications with the pregnancy and referred to the baby as he. Fans caught on and she eventually confirmed the news. The couple already has a 4-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old son. Lisa Mateo, CBS News.
That's right, it's Batman Day. That's an annual global celebration of the DC Comics superhero. This year, there's a worldwide Twitter adventure following the Caped Crusader as he chases the Riddler through Gotham City. There's also a new Batman and the Riddler theme on Google Software Waze, and there are DC Superhero and Supervillain playlists on Spotify. Batman's character has gotten a lot darker again since the campy 1960s TV series. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
KGMI News Update.
I'm Haley Joe. Bellingham International Airport has installed two lactation suites to support breastfeeding moms. The self-contained pods made by Mamava have benches, a table, an electrical outlet, and a door that can be locked for privacy. All you need to do is download a free smartphone app to use them. The pods are located in both pre- and post-security areas of the commercial terminal. And traffic will be impacted as road work continues on Birch Bay Drive. Whatcom County Public Works says drivers will continue to see single-lane road closures along the road all next week. Your KGMI dependable forecast, mostly cloudy day today with an expected shower this afternoon that will help improve air quality. We'll see a high of 66, bringing us a cloudy overnight low of 55. The clouds will stick around through next week with a few showers and highs in the upper 60s. I'm Haley Joe with KGMI News.
It's time to hit In the Shop with Steve, Kirk, Brian, and Dan.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
In the Shop, your source for the latest information and advice on maintaining and repairing your vehicle on KGMI Newstalk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Good morning. You're in the shop with the Auto Guys, and I'm Steve from the Panacea. I'm here with Dan from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive, doing our weekly show, taking your calls at 676-KGMI. That's 676-5464. If you have any questions or comments about your car or about what we're talking about, we would love to have them. Today we're going to talk about where the rubber meets the road, literally.
That's good timing.
Yes. Yeah, well, first of all, I wanted to say that a little nicer day today.
It is a little clearer.
I got up this morning and I could actually see across the lake, so that's a good thing.
I see clouds.
Yeah, well, there's clouds, but at least I could see the other shore over there. And I know you guys talked, or were you on last week?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, you guys were talking about cabin air filters a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with all the smoke, and so probably a good time to maybe look into getting that done. But yeah, so hopefully we'll all breathe a little easier. I'm one of the fortunate few that doesn't really suffer too much from the smoke.
Yeah.
So I had a little scratchy throat a couple times, but nothing major. So I'm thankful for that.
I'm hoping it's causing my headaches. I've been a few headaches every day. Yeah. I don't know why, but we'll see.
Yeah, but anyway, so again, we're going to, like I say, talk about where the rubber meets the road. We're going to talk tires this morning.
Yeah.
I just right out of the gate, I'd say I don't do tires at my shop as far as replacement of them and that kind of a thing. But we do recommend them on occasion, well, probably more than on occasion.
Oh, absolutely.
Frequently. And so, yeah, it's important to, you know, they're you know, your main contact with the road, your only contact with the road. I mean, should be your only contact.
Hopefully that's how it sticks. Yeah.
But, you know, as we go through, you know, the kind of late spring, early summer months, and we're doing, you know, our regular services, of course, we check tire pressure and tire depth and that kind of a thing. And there's often times where I'll make a little note there, hey, when fall comes around or we start getting to rainy season, you might want to consider, you know, getting a look at those tires, getting them replaced possibly.
Right, and all of us do little reports every time we look at a car, and I think I on mine, tires are on there. Yours are too,
yep.
I'm sure.
Yep.
So, yeah, hopefully this show helps you read our little charts a little better.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, the first thing, of course, is tread depth, you know, when is my tire worn out? And, you know, average new tire probably has somewhere between 10 and 12, 30 seconds. We still use the fractional method here in the U.S., but 10 to 12, 30 seconds. And kind of the industry rule or standard as far as minimum tread depth is 230 seconds. People have probably heard, you know, you can take a penny and stick it in with Lincoln's head down, and if you can see his whole head, they're worn out. Aside from that, most modern tires have a wear bar on them, which is about 230 seconds. And so, you know, when you get to that point, you are definitely, your tires are worn out. But, you know, should you ever replace them before they hit 230 seconds?
Ooh, we'll get there. I saw that later in your...
Yeah, well, I mean,
in your notes.
I mean, if you're in a dry climate where you're not having to deal with rain and things like that, you know, you can probably get down there okay. Your tires are obviously they're gonna lose some of their effectiveness the thinner they get. I mean, they just can't. I mean, it has a whole thing with, you know, mass and dissipating heat and all that kind of stuff. And the less mass, the less surface area. You know, it's just the heat doesn't dissipate as off the tires as well as it should. And so, you know, when we see tires, you know, up here in the Northwest, especially as we're approaching the rainy season,
right.
I start seeing them down, you know, 3, 4, 30 seconds. I'm a lot of times telling people, hey, you know, it's time to start thinking about it at the very least.
Oh, and you can, like you said, you can use the penny method or you can look at the wear bars, but there are gauges that you can buy. Local tire stores, we have them. Yeah, so then you can measure them out yourself too.
Yeah, and you know, and I printed out a bunch of articles from a website that I found that dealt with tires, you know, they kind of gave a little chart here at the end there.
A little cheat sheet.
Yeah, you know, if your gauge measurement reads 6:30 seconds or higher, your tread depth's sufficient. I think any car that's got 6:30 seconds is probably still pretty good. 5:30 seconds, snow-covered roads are a concern. You might want to consider replacing your tires. At 4:30 seconds, if you're frequently driving on wet roads, consider replacing your tires. And at 3:30 seconds, time to start shopping.
Yep.
And at 2:30 seconds, your tires are legally bald, and yeah, it's time to replace them.
And like you said, at 2:30 seconds, you're in that wear bar.
Yeah, you should be able to see that. And then the other thing too, you know, when you're measuring your if you do have a tread depth gauge or you're using the penny method or whatever, yep. Like especially when you're checking your front tires, you might want to like turn the wheel all the way to one side or the other so you can actually see across the whole tread, because we all often find where tires are worn on the inside edge or outside edge a lot more than they are, you know, in the center where people tend to want to measure them.
You know, and that's a great point. I just ran into this. I have a little travel trailer that we camp in, or we were supposed to camp in. Right now it's just a driveway ornament. But anyway, I went camping earlier in the year and we towed it up to concrete and stayed in the KOA. And one of my techs was up there, Casey, and he walked by and we were looking, always something. It's just like a boat. There's always something going on. So anyway, we were trying to figure out the hot water heater and they were crawling all over it for me. But we noticed
did they punch in before they?
They didn't clock in. There was no charge. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, he was crawling around underneath it. We were just looking for somebody. We had it winterized, and they turned off the switch. And new trailer to me, so yeah, Wasn't familiar with where it was. Behind a compartment, I had to unbolt.
Yeah.
Anyway, crawling around, and we noticed one out of my three tires, the inside edge, is bald.
Oh,
and so looking at it, I mean, a trailer, I would have never thought to really be looking. Yeah. So I assume the guy I bought it from, I was talking with another friend last night, and he thinks that the guy was backing it into a spot where he was dragging that tire. You know, when you have dualies like that, you can drag the one, and it looks like that's probably what's going on. I've got to put new ones on this week, and then we'll see if it eats that tire up. I must have something going on.
Bent axle. Something like that, yeah.
So anyway, it's just something I wouldn't have seen with the big fender skirts and everything. I wouldn't have thought to check the inside edge of a trailer tire, but it could have caused me some grief on the road.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing too, you know, while we're talking, you know, trailer tires, because they do tend to last a long time, they don't have any real angles on them. So they just, you know, they don't wear out that fast. How old are your tires?
I'm going to say they're about 4.
Yeah, and so there's a way you can tell how old your tire are.
Right.
Your tires are. There's a date code on on the sidewall of your tire, and I forget what the kind of tire people recommend as far as how old your tires can be. I think I heard like 6 or 7 years at one point, but it is molded into the sidewall of the tire, and you're going to see it like there'll be a kind of molded in there. It'll see DOT. The letters will start with DOT, and then there'll be a series of 4 digits after that. And for example, if it said 5200, what that would mean is that tire was manufactured in the 52nd week of the year 2000. So if it said, you know, 13 12, it would mean on the 13th week of the year 2012, that's when those tires were manufactured.
Well, the good news is my trailer's newer than that.
Yeah. But so, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, people don't think about a lot. And, you know, we see a lot of tires come in that are, you know, the tread seems pretty good on them, but the sidewalls are really weather checked and you know, kind of start looking a little scary that way. And usually it's because it's an old tire.
Yep.
Our climate, I think tires probably last a little longer than they would, you know, if you're down in Arizona or, you know, one of these really hot climates.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still something to consider when you're, you know, looking at your tires. And, of course, you know, we've talked about it a number of times here on the show, but tire pressure.
Oh, absolutely. Especially like what I was talking about, a trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, it sits all but 3 weekends a year.
Yeah. And usually you don't think about it, if you think about it at all, until you're hooked up.
Too late.
And then you got to get your little jump start box that has a little compressor built into it.
That's right. And a flashlight.
And are your tires up to the proper spec.
That's right.
But, you know, again, you know, and this is, you know, a lot of cars have TPMS systems on them now. That will monitor, and you can actually get a TPMS system for your trailer that'll
probably not going to do that.
Bluetooth up to a little display you might have in your car. But yeah, regardless, I see a lot of we get a lot of cars come in with TPMS lights on that have a failed sensor, and it's a tough sell for us.
It is,
you know, people just they're not that concerned about it, although they should be. It's good to know where your tires are at. So if you have one of those lights on and you're ignoring it, or if you have a car that does not have a TPMS system on it, the tire pressure should be checked at least monthly by yourself.
Yeah.
But, you know, people don't do that. So they certainly get checked when they come into our shop, either, you know, every 3 months or every 6 months or every 2 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, probably the majority of cars that come in, they'll be, you know, one or more tires that are lower than they should be.
Right, right.
And again, when we're talking tire pressures, you want to inflate your tires to the placard on the door.
Correct.
Not the maximum tire pressure that the tire says on it.
Right.
So, that's something. You guys do tire rotations on like 2500 series Chevy trucks and stuff.
We do.
Those are always so much fun.
It forced us buying another tool.
Oh, did it?
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, those generally, they'll have like 75 PSI in the rear tires and, you know, 50 PSI in the front. Mm-hmm. So when you swap them, and letting the air out of a tire is always kind of a pain.
Yep.
Right? And then, again, on cars with TPMS systems, you need, on a lot of vehicles, to relearn the positions of those tires. Then there's usually some kind of programming procedure that you go through to do that. But otherwise, you know, your display is going to say the left rear tire is low when actually that left rear tire is now on the left front.
Exactly, yeah.
And so it just messes things up and creates all kinds of weird issues for us.
You know, jumping back a little bit off pressure back to the date code, the other thing that matters with the date code, I know that if you're, let's say we're traveling and I have a truck that has tires that are past their date code, if I have a problem when I leave, I'm expecting that if I had a tire problem, I could stop and get it fixed. But that's not always true. If it's past the date code, you're not going to get it fixed.
Yeah.
You're going to end up having to replace tires.
Yeah, a lot of tire places are more sticklers about that than others might be. But yeah, and I don't know if there's an actual legal limit on the date or if it's more of a policy issue.
I think it's policy, but I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah, so, yeah, important stuff. We're going to take a little break here, and then we've got a caller on the line. You're in the shop with the Auto Guys, 676-KGMI. We'll be right back.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on now at Kendall Ford of Marysville.
Get in on the end of summer savings
and save big. Get into a brand new 2020 Ford F-150 and save over $11,500 off MSRP. Now, only $34,995. Save over $9,000 off MSRP on a new 2020 Ford Explorer XLT. Now, just $30,995. Save over $8,500 off MSRP on a new 2020 Ford Escape S.
you pay just $18,999.
You don't want to miss out on the Ford Summer Sales Event. On now at Kendall Ford of Marysville. Stop by
and save big.
Check out the deals in person or online at KendallFordOfMarysville.com. Kendall, let's start something great.
Stock number NT2118, NT2217, and NT2218. All factory rebates subject to change, all financing on approved credit. A negotiable $150 dealership documentation fee may be added to the final sale price of the vehicle. Tax and license not included, subject to prior sales and dealer fee details. Offer expires 9/30/2020.
Hey, sweetie, let's go over the schedule.
Okay, you work Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yep, on those days you help the kids with school in the morning. Then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I will make sure the kids are doing their virtual learning and run errands.
Oh my, this is a lot to remember.
I know, but at least we don't have to remember to adjust the thermostat as we are going in and out or as the weather changes.
Oh, that's right. Our heating and cooling system from American Standard automatically knows to heat when it's chilly. And when it gets too warm, it switches to air conditioning.
To keep us cool and collected?
Cool, yes. Collected, not so much.
I wonder, does American Standard make something for that?
I wish.
Whether homeschooling or running in and out all day, let Linden Sheet Metal take the thinking out of keeping your home comfortable with a new heating and cooling system. With rebates and low monthly payments, this is a great time to call. Linden Sheet Metal, on the corner of Guide and Main beside John Deere.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust, my local radio and TV stations, for the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back. You're in the shop with the Auto Guys. I'm Steve from the Panacea here with Dan from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive. And taking your calls, 676-KGMI. I do have to say, got a text from my wife just a minute ago because we have the grandbabies overnight.
The grandbabies.
So they're listening this morning. So I have to give a shout out to Carter, who's apparently shouting into the phone trying to talk to me over the radio, and to Colton, who are listening at our house. So, hey, boys.
Grandpa can hear you.
Yes. But well, we do have a caller on the phone. We've got John. Hi, John.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I got an 09 Grand Marquis that's playing games with me, electrical-wise. It started with the remote not working. That was only part-time. Then it will work. Then the door switches are off and on, working and not working. And then all of a sudden now the keypad won't work, and it's always had work before. And now on the dash it shows I have a door ajar.
Okay.
And the tire pressure fault light is on. So I don't know what's going on.
So on your light on the dash it says door ajar. Does it specify a door that's ajar, or does it just say you have one ajar?
It says I have both of them. It shows two doors.
Okay. Both the fronts, both the rears, what?
No, I don't know if it shows me the rear, but it shows me it's like the front doors.
Okay.
And so now the dash light, the interior light stays on because it thinks the door's open.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, what we would do in a situation like this is, you know, our scan tools will tell us which door is ajar or doors. These Fords had a lot of issues with the door jar switch, which is actually built into the door latch. Sometimes you can separate the switch from the latch, but you got to pull the latch out in order to do it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty common. Now, one thing that people have done, or and I've even done it, that will work at least temporarily oftentimes, if you take like some TriFlow or, you know, some kind of a lock lubricant type stuff, and just hose that door jamb, what you can see of the door latch, you know, through the door jamb, just hose that thing down with the TriFlow or lubricant, and then open and close that door 10, 15 times and see if that gets your light to go out. Sometimes that'll buy you some time. Ultimately, you usually end up having to replace that door jar switch there. And very good chance that may be why your door locks aren't working, or you could have actuators that are starting. You might have just a kind of a snowball effect here of stuff going on.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, a person might have to do a little scan tool work in order to figure that stuff out. How many miles on the car?
It's got 115,000.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, like your fob, I mean, you could even just have a battery that's starting to go flat on the thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's, so again, all these issues may be related, or they may not overlap. There may be some separate things going on there. But again, you may have to get it into a place that has a scan tool that'll read that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know where there's a place on the end of the Britain Road. I'll probably be seeing you Monday morning.
There you go. All right. Thanks for the call, John.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Goodbye.
All right. So we're talking tires this morning.
We are.
And, you know, there's a lot of confusion, you know, just, you know, there's all these weird numbers on the tire. And it's like, what do all those numbers mean? And, you know, if you get something that's different from what was on your car, is your old speedometer going to read properly and all this kind of stuff. So just some things to kind of keep in mind when you're looking at tires, like your door jamb will generally say what size tires should be on the car.
Yep.
And sometimes it might specify a couple of different ones, but, and then compare that with what's actually on your car if they've been replaced before. But, you know, you might see something on the sidewall of the tire that says like 175/65R15 82H. So the things to you know, kind of look at there is that the first number is kind of the cross section of the tire, the width.
Yep.
So tire's width is 175 millimeters. The second number is what they call the aspect ratio. That's the height of the tire's sidewall from the wheel's rim to the tire's tread, as measured as a percentage of the tire's width. So a sidewall, you know, the 175/65 means the sidewall is 65% of 175 millimeters, so it's 113.75 millimeters.
So tell me what number it'd be on 26-inch wheels.
Well, so yeah. Well, so that again, the tire size itself doesn't change the numbers on the tire mean the same thing whether you have a 40-inch wheel or a 12-inch wheel, right? And then the third number, 15, is just the diameter of your wheel. So if you have a 17-inch wheel or a 15-inch wheel, that's what that means. The 82H is known as the service description. The 82 in this case relates to the maximum load the tire can carry at a maximum air pressure. And the H is like the speed rating of the tire.
Right.
So, and so to find tires that compare, you could, you know, enter your specs into an online search feature. I know that like Discount Tire has a thing in there where you can enter it in and it will recommend tires for you. And then it becomes a case of, okay, got all those numbers right. Now, do you want all season, winter, summer, or studded, or whatever? So then those are decisions that need to be made, you know, basic, you know, on your climate, your driving style, all that kind of a thing. You know, speed ratings are an interesting factor on the tires because, you know, we have a lot of people that will, you know, come in when and they've got the like a Corvette or a one of the fancy little Infiniti sports cars or something like that. And like when we're checking them out, if those things have tires that are getting close to worn out, they generally have a very high speed rated tire.
Oh yeah.
And the higher your speed rating, the more money they cost, and generally the less long they last, because they're a softer tire.
Right.
And so, you know, speed ratings kind of go from L to Y. What's interesting is that there is an H in there, too, which is kind of down about two-thirds of the way. But it kind of, because it was an old way that they rated them, and they just kind of left it there.
Yeah.
The H rating is for up to 130 miles an hour. So you kind of start off at the L, which is 75, and it works its way up, and you get to H, which is 130, and then you can go, you know, you start getting to Z rated, which is, you know, like what you'll see on a lot of like Corvettes and things like
right.
that. Those are 149 plus miles per hour. But then they've actually, because as more and more, as cars have gotten faster and faster,
mm-hmm.
they've had to go backwards a little bit because it went from V to Z. But now you have W, Y, and Y parentheses. And the Y is 186, and the Y parentheses is 186 plus.
Yes.
So you should never have to really test that.
Shouldn't need a Y in parentheses.
You probably never get to the point where you need to actually test how well they hold at that speed. We certainly don't recommend it here.
No.
Although if I had one of those cars, no, I wouldn't.
I was going to say, this is where the show doesn't agree with your opinion right now.
Right. So, but speed ratings are important. Now, you need to get, you know, if your car came with a Z-rated tire on it,
mm-hmm.
you should put a Z-rated tire back on it, even though they're $250, $300 a piece, and they're only going to last 30,000 miles.
Right, right. But those kind of cars you don't drive enough, they'll wear out by age. The date code will be bad.
Right. All right, well, we're gonna take the bottom of the hour break. We'll talk more about tires when we get back, or we'll talk with you if you give us a call at 676-KGMI. You're in the shop.
When it comes to your home, you can only invite people in that you trust. And when it comes to your home's propane needs, you can trust Northwest Propane. Family owned and operated, they're committed to offering excellent personalized service every time. So when you're looking for quality propane services from a company you can trust, turn to Northwest Propane, the number one choice for Whatcom, Skagit, Island, and Snohomish counties since 1947. Call today for more info or visit them online at nwpropane.net.
Have you really sat down and taken a good look at how much you're paying for home and auto insurance? I'm Derek Barnes, and by now you might know that my wife Denise and I own D&D Insurance in Ferndale. Over the years, we've seen individuals paying $300, $400, and sometimes $500 a year too much for their home and auto insurance. If we're going to be good stewards of the money provided to us, I think it's prudent we review our insurance and financial needs. Likewise, we've been given families to take care of, and if something untimely were to happen to us, it's good to know that we can still provide for our families even when we're not around. Life insurance gives us that opportunity. Don't put it off for another day. Pick up the phone and start making some wise choices. Call the agents at D&D Insurance. They'll point you in the right direction. 392-8159 or visit us online at dndinsurance.com. We look forward to meeting you.
Arrow Lock Service has been serving customers since 1986. There's a reason they've been in business so long, and you could see that reason when you check out their reviews. Glenn says, "If I could give them more than 5 stars, I would. The people at Arrow Lock Service are professional and courteous." Barbara says, "I'm very impressed by Arrow. And according to Diane, this is my go-to lock shop." Find out what makes Arrow Lock Service the key to your lock problems. Visit them today at their new location on Woburn or go to arrowlockservice.biz.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
We don't have the usual traffic jams that they have in the big city, but sometimes things happen to snarl everything up. Depend on KGMI to keep you cruising to your destination with KGMI traffic alerts. We'll tell you where the trouble spots are. And if you see problems on the road, give us a call at 360-676-5464 so we can spread the word. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com.
CBS News special report, mourners are continuing to gather at the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, laying down flowers and other mementos for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last night. This woman was there.
She was such a voice for women, myself included. I feel so much of what I have today in this country is because of her and the ideals she fought for.
Tributes are pouring in from all quarters. CBS's Nicole Killian with more.
Bill Clinton, who nominated Ginsburg to the High Court in 1993, wrote, "Her 27 years on the court exceeded even my highest expectations when I appointed her. Her landmark opinions moved us closer to a more perfect union." Former Vice President Joe Biden said it was an honor to preside over Ginsburg's confirmation hearing.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg stood for all of us.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was 87 years old. CBS News Special Report. I'm Allison Keyes.
Welcome back. You're in the shop with the Auto Guys. I'm Steve from the Panacea. Here with Dan from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive, and taking your calls, 676-KGMI. If you have a question or a comment, we'd be happy to take your call. And talking about tires this morning, Dan wanted to talk about truck load ratings a little bit.
Yeah, you start running into, when you're talking about speed ratings, there's also another part that falls in, that is the load rating. So if you're like you used to have a big diesel pickup, now you have a half ton. I have a diesel pickup that I tow a trailer with. So there's load ratings. I don't have a printout of what they are, but I know that, you know, tow rated tires are important if you're using them that way.
Yeah.
I'm learning this all by force. Burlington store is doing some tires down there now. And so I'm learning a little bit more about tires than I ever thought I might.
Ever cared to know?
Yeah, Andy down there is really good with them. So it's been interesting for me. It was another good part of the business to learn.
You know, one of the things, too, with like tone trailers and tire pressures and things like that is oftentimes if you deviate a little bit from the placard, again, we told you not to do, that. But there are occasions when it might make a difference for you. One of the things I did when I towed our big trailer with my big diesel truck is I'd been on some forums and stuff, and people that are towing trailers that basically had the same kind of tongue weight I had and the same kind of truck I had, you know, they said, you know, do your rear tire pressures at this pressure and your fronts at this. And it wasn't a whole lot different than, you know, what I would normally run them at, but made a big difference on how that truck handled with that trailer on there. So, you can either experiment or, you know, try and go up or down a little bit and see what happens. But or there may be forums out there that where they can say, if you're driving this truck and you're towing this kind of tongue weight, try this and see what happens. And you might be surprised at the difference it makes.
Right. Absolutely. I'm learning a lot about tire pressure since I started riding motorcycles with Brad.
Yeah.
Ending up on the gravel roads and, airing them down and filling them up, whatever. Yeah, yeah. It's like, holy cow.
I put new tires on my motorcycle last year, and I got the Heidenau kind of 70-30s. So basically they're like 70% road tire and 30% off-road tire.
Yep.
And I'm really happy with them. They're not going to be as sticky as a complete street tire would be, but yeah. I'm not the kind of guy that pushes my, the guys tease me because I still got the chicken strips on my tire.
Oh,
you know, the chicken strips are
the little tabs,
the hairy things that hang out the side of your tires.
Exactly.
Mine still has the chicken strips on it. Well, I don't wear those things off.
No.
So, but yeah, I mean, and you can get, I've actually looked into it, you know, getting a tire pressure monitoring system on my motorcycle. Just because it's one of those things again, where you don't think to check it until you're hopping on your motorcycle. And then you check it, and it's like, no, they're low. Now what do I do?
I can tell you a story about that, but I won't. I'll save that.
Well, one of the other things in the tire world is what to inflate your tires with. So
yeah,
nitrogen or just ambient, you know, whatever comes out of your compressor, air. And for a long time, I've always joked that I use 80% nitrogen in my fills, which is what our atmospheric air is close to 80% nitrogen. But there are some benefits to it. There's costs involved too, generally, because people that are filling your tires with nitrogen have to have a nitrogen generator or whatever to fill those tires with. But one of the things with nitrogen, or the reason that they go with it, is because nitrogen molecules are bigger than oxygen. And so, I mean, everything is porous to a certain degree, right? And so, I mean, a typical tire is going to lose 1 to 2 PSI per month just because. And with nitrogen, it doesn't, it holds that pressure longer. One of the other things, probably for me, a more key factor would be that nitrogen generators put in dry air, nitrogen, right? And so, and a lot of people, you know, with just a compressor, if they don't have a, any kind of a water trap in it, or they're not draining that compressor regularly, because you can get a lot of water built up in the bottom of a compressor in not a long time, you're pumping that moisture into that tire, which is, you know, especially when you're talking TPMS sensors and things like that, corrosion can become an issue. And so, you know, we have pretty good dryer on our system, and I drain my compressor pretty regularly. And then I have like downspouts on all my, where my airlines plug in, where I can drain it right there as well. So we keep ours pretty dry. Certainly not as dry as a nitrogen generator is going to do.
Absolutely.
So that's a decision for you to make. If you're wherever you're going and you're going through tire pressure sensors more often than you probably think you should, maybe they're not draining their compressor often enough. I don't know.
It could be.
So that's something to consider as well. One of the things that I wanted to get into that's kind of a big question for a lot of people nowadays is all-wheel drives.
Yeah.
And can you replace just two tires?
We just took this call last week.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what did you decide?
We decided that the measurements. You brought the measurements. That's what I couldn't remember what the numbers were. So this is great. I hope he's listening again. Because it's right on an all-wheel drive. If the difference in the tires are too great, which is, you've got the numbers here for later.
Yeah,
you have to replace all four.
And so it might be confusing to people to think about, but the thing with most of your all-wheel drive vehicles, and even trucks that have limited slip differentials, is that there's usually some kind of a viscous clutch type of a thing in there that then, you know, applies power based on what the tires are, speeds are, and if one if your rears are spinning, then it applies the more power to the front so that you can grab better there. And if you have tire diameters, like you have a worn out tire, or you have like your tires are 50% worn out, you blow one out, you replace that one. Now you've got a tire that's spinning at different speeds than the others, and that can create issues with the viscous clutch in your transfer case, and also in the rear differential if you have a limited slip differential. And it's important stuff to think about, because, you know, it's like, I don't really want to buy four tires because that's going to cost me, you know, $700-$800. Well, price a differential or a transfer case. All-wheel drive transfer case on one of these things, and you'll find that the costs are cheaper to put tires on it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, there, how much is too much? That's the big question, right? And I can't really answer that. I did do a little bit of math here, just to kind of give people an idea of, you know, what just a little bit of difference makes on on the speed of a tire. So, you know, I measured my truck tire's diameter this morning, and this is from outside tread to outside tread, and they are 33 inches in diameter. So the formula shows that the circumference of that would be 103.6, which equals 611.5 revolutions per mile. So each mile that tire is turning 611 revolutions. If one had worn 4/32 of an inch, so think of that, that's twice the amount of wear, right? Because, you know, I'm only measuring it on one side. So it reduced the circumference to 102.8 inches, which equals 616 revolutions per mile. So now my tires are spinning faster. So, you know, if you had four tires that were half worn, call it 6/32 of an inch left, it'd give me a circumference of 102.36. And those tires are going 618 revolutions per mile. So if I had a blowout and I replaced just that one tire, you can see the problems that might cause. So now I'm going to have one new tire that's turning 611 revolutions per mile, and all the others are turning 618 revolutions per mile. So it doesn't seem like a huge amount, but it's enough of an amount to create problems in your transfer case and or, you know, your rear differential. So, you know, when the tire store says to you, you know, you need to replace all four tires, you might want to seriously consider it, you know, because you don't want to be creating more expensive problems down the road and potentially catastrophic failures down the road where it could be a huge deal. So anyways, another thing to think about as you're maintaining your car.
Absolutely.
And it looks like we have a caller on the phone. We've got Terry on the line. He's got a question about tires. Hi, Terry.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, I have a question about tires and trucks, just exactly what I was wanting to know. And so I have a 2010 Toyota Tundra that I tow a horse trailer with. And right now I have 20-inch tires. And is there any advantage to going to 18 or 20-inch? And then I was thinking of the Michelin Defenders. Do you have any recommendations?
As far as tire brands and things are concerned, I am not familiar with that kind of stuff. I mean, that's that Dan maybe has a better idea because they do some tire work, but
I'm learning still, but Michelin's a great tire. It kind of depends on what you're, you know, when you're towing the horse trailer, what you're expecting from your tire. I mean, are you, you know, all-terrain tires versus street tires? I mean, if you're going in the winter or
no snow or ice. Mm-hmm. I don't tow a trailer during when it's really bad weather.
So right now your Tundra has 20-inch wheels on it?
Yes.
And you were asking about going to 18s?
Yeah, well, that's one deal. I heard that when you have less surface area, there's more weight on, you know, the smaller surface area, so you get better traction. Is there any truth to that, or does that really matter?
Well, the surface area of the tire is not really going to change much based on the wheel size, I don't think. Actually, you probably have a better contact patch with a bigger wheel than you do with a smaller wheel, I wouldn't necessarily go there. And then the other thing you can run into when you start doing that is unless you've adjusted then the tire aspect ratio to where now the circumference of the tire on an 18-inch wheel is the same circumference as the tire on a 20-inch wheel, you're going to have issues where your speedometer doesn't read correctly.
Right.
And on the Toyotas, I don't know how easy that is to alter. I know on like the most of the domestic manufacturers, I can go in
and program it,
and I can either tell it what size tires are on it and it will automatically do it, or I can do the calculations and figure out the revolutions per mile and then plug that number in and make the speedometer read accurately. On Toyota, I'm not sure if you can. I've never tried to do one, so I don't know if I can do that or not. But so
okay,
that's something to consider too.
Okay, well, I think that answers my question because I didn't know if there was any advantage or if it, I should change or just keep with what I've got and just get new tires.
Yeah, I'm a big and I'm different than a lot of people, different than my dad even on this stuff. But I like to keep stuff pretty much the way the engineers engineered it for.
I don't like to create
my own problems, and oftentimes when you start deviating from
oh, come on.
What the manufacturer's done, you can create your own problems. And so, yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Well,
right.
thank you so much. I really appreciate your program, and you know, for helping people like me who just have these random questions. Thank you so much. Right.
No worries. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Tire brands, I mean, it just, I guess, be educated on them. Get into a tire store or whoever's helping you and just kind of find out the benefits of each. I mean, Michelin's a great tire. Don't get me wrong. That's That's one of the better ones. Don't see it as often on the trucks. I don't see as many Michelins on the trucks. We sell a lot of, we see a lot of IFBF Goodrich on mine. Me too. So, but yeah, I think being educated, what you're doing with it, the mileage that you expect to get out of it, look at your warranties.
That's one of the things I wanted to talk about too, is when people are looking at tires, we're talking about all these different numbers and aspect ratios and contact patches and all that kind of stuff. And I think a lot of that stuff is just, you know, people's eyes glaze. It's like me talking to my accountant, right?
Yeah, exactly.
My eyes glaze over and, yeah, just handle it. Just handle it. Yeah,
exactly.
Don't rob from me and just handle it. But so a lot of people, when they're shopping for tires, what they're looking at is, what's the warranty on the tire?
Yep.
Is this tire going to go 50,000 miles or is this tire going to go 80,000 miles? And I can tell you, and a lot of people, you know, I want to go 80,000 miles. I don't want to have to buy tires again at 50,000 miles. But there are trade-offs when you do that kind of stuff.
Right.
Because generally what happens is the longer a tire is expected to last, the worse traction it has. And that's because they use a harder rubber in them.
Right.
Right? That's how they get them to last so long. So your traction out of that tire, the rubber's just not as soft, so it doesn't grip as well. I remember on my my Barracuda back in the day when I was driving it, when I first got it, it had old, really hard bias ply tires on it, just terrible tires. And I could go out and mash that thing to the floor and spin those tires, and they would make more noise than you could imagine. But there would not be a black mark on the road. They're not leaving any rubber.
Nothing.
Those tires were so hard. They were, And if you got into the wet or rain, they did not. One time I was pulling onto the down there in Burlington at where you would turn off to go to out to Anacortes and that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was getting on the freeway there, and it's kind of got a long sweeping curve as you get on there. And I think it was a little wet outside, and I wasn't completely out of that sweeping turn yet when I mashed the pedal, and I did two or three 360s on the on-ramp there because those tires were just terrible.
So were they wise with parentheses around them?
Yeah, no, they were not. They were not. Nope, not a good one for that.
But, no, no.
So, yeah, those are things that, again, you kind of want to take into account our climate, right? So I would try to go, you know, middle of the road on your warranty, how long they're expected to last and what the traction profile of the tire is going to be, and you know, unless you really want good grip, you're the kind that likes to push the corners to the limit and that kind of stuff, you're going to spend more for tires and they're not going to last as long,
right? And I actually find it kind of interesting when I go in, you know, because I bought tires for years obviously, and we've never done them before. But to listen to the guys, and I just go in there with time. I mean, you go in there with enough time to listen. Don't go in and try and tell them what the right tire is. I mean, listen to what they sell you. I mean, there's each one of those guys selling tires know exactly what they're doing, and you tell them what you need them for, and they'll walk you through the right brand.
Yeah. What about, like, say, Blizzax or equivalents? What do you think?
I have never had them. I've heard a lot about them. I've heard good things about them, but I don't know.
I had on my old truck. Mm-hmm. I actually bought the tires from Kirk because somebody had given them to him or sold them to him, and they wouldn't fit his truck, but they would mine. And so I got separate rims for them and had them mounted up on there for the wintertime. And I'm telling you, those tires were great.
Yeah.
They were, they would grip on the ice and the snow so good. I was really impressed by them. They're kind of expensive,
right?
Better than a stud, right? And they're kind of phasing out studded tires anyway, where they're going to be completely illegal before long, probably.
Yep.
But I really think that these Blizzaks were better than the studded tires I'd had before, and because they're made out of a compound that stays soft when it gets cold outside. And but one of the things with those is they are expensive, and I recommend people have them mounted, get some rims, have them mounted on separate rims, so it's not a big pain to swap them. But don't run them in the summer months because you don't want to wear them out, you know, when you don't need them.
Right.
And so, Yeah, it's they're a good tire. I was impressed by them.
And that's what I had heard. I've just never run them. Well, you've seen my truck. I have bigger tires on it, so I just kind of run those year round.
Yeah, well, I have the BFG All Terrains on mm-hmm. mine, and I've had them on every truck I've ever owned.
Yeah.
I love those tires. They've always worked really well. The only thing that I don't like about them is they tend to pick up rocks.
I was going to say, you're going to say rocks.
Yeah, they tend to pick up and hold rocks, and then the rock will flip out, and you hear this big kabang or whatever. I don't know, maybe
I always watch behind me because yeah. somebody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know who's I don't think there's any liability in a situation like that. I mean, what can you do, right?
No.
But yeah, that's what.
I'd still feel
that's
bad.
That's what comprehensive insurance is for.
That's right. No, I've been very happy with mine too. They've done really good in the. I mean, I'm over east in the snow and the ice, and it. Yeah, they've done all right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably no Blizzaks in the ice.
When you're in the ice, that's where tough. You pay. But they, mm-hmm. Mine is always powered through the snow really well.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Unless it gets too deep.
Well, in that case, nobody's going anywhere.
I spent a little time on the side of Hemi one day because I decided they were better than they were.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I tried to go through a snowdrift, and the big diesel rode on top of it for a few seconds and then dropped right down.
Were you dragging bottom?
Oh, I high-centered completely. Oh, yeah. All four.
So did you have to do shovel work, or what'd you do?
You know, I have a nephew that had a Toyota just built for towing people out. So he drove down and towed it right out of there.
I remember one time back when I was working at Bellingham Automotive, and we had a big, big snow ice storm. I think it was when we were moving into the
Iron Gate
shop. And Phil was working there at the time, and he got his truck stuck in his driveway. So we went over, Casey and I went over with the Marlboro Toyota.
Oh, yeah. That's his, yeah.
And
still got it.
Oh, we drug him out of there, no problem. Yeah, that thing was made to go through just about anything. So
yes, it still is. It's now gray, but it's gray. Yeah.
Okay. He quit smoking.
Yeah, exactly. It's too tempting.
Yeah. So yeah, I hope that this helped a little bit for people. And we haven't really talked tires on the show. I mean, we've talked about a lot of things, but because none of us really do a lot of tire work, you're doing some now, but mm-hmm. but it's kind of been a subject that I've kind of avoided a little bit,
right.
Just because I don't feel as knowledgeable as I should. But I think it's important. Well, I mean, probably one of the most important systems on your car. And I think it's like the number one cause of roadside breakdown is a flat tire.
Right.
And so, yeah, I hope this was beneficial to people out there. Thanks for listening. You've been in the shop with the Auto Guys.
The power to change things.
To change our future.
Completing the census is one way to show our power.
When we're not counted, our communities lose funds.
For the next 10 years.
For our children's education, healthcare, food banks.
Let's use our power together.
The time to complete the census is now.
Sponsored by the Office of Financial Management and aired in cooperation with the Washington State Association of Broadcasters and this station.
During these busy times, you and your family are tired, stressed, and most of all, hungry. KGMI Connects and the Hilltop Restaurant want to help you with all three, but mostly the hungry part. Just go to KGMI.com and look for A Helping Hand from the Hilltop and sign up. Each Friday, we'll pick a family who will receive a delicious, fresh-cooked meal from the Hilltop Restaurant on the guide, either dine-in or takeout. Listen for the winning family each Friday from 4 till 5 on KGMI Connects. A Helping Hand from the Hilltop, from our friends at the Hilltop Restaurant and KGMI.
Did you know indoor air quality is 5 to 6 times more polluted than the outdoor air? And with homes being transformed into offices, classrooms, and gyms, you're spending more time breathing in the good and bad every day. It's time to focus on your home's health. Hi, I'm John Barron, owner of Barron Heating and Air Conditioning. And together with Carrier, a trusted brand and partner for over 45 years, our team is ready to upgrade your furnace or clean your air ducts. At Barron, it's just not about equipment. Our home performance experts look beyond the box. They'll assess the contaminants in your attic, walls, and crawl space, providing you with affordable solutions to make your home's health the best it can be. Call Barron today. Get a free air duct cleaning when you purchase a Carrier high-efficiency furnace and air cleaner. Special financing is available with payments as low as $50 a month. Turn to the experts, Barron and Carrier. Comfort, health, and energy efficiency is our passion and promise to you. Barron, you're a full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission
this is lives. News Talk 96.5 and AM 790, KGMI Bellingham. KISM HD2 Bellingham. It's 10 o'clock.